USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden announced new sanctions Wednesday on the military regime in Myanmar. The military staged a coup, retook power in the country, and arrested a number of senior elected officials earlier this month, citing fraud in last November's election as their reasons for taking over. The sanctions will keep the generals from accessing $1 billion worth of the country's assets held in the United States, with more expected unless the military hands power back to the civilian government.
I again call on the Burmese military to immediately release the democratic political leaders and activists and they're now detained, including Aung San Suu Kyi, and she is, and also Win Myint, the president. The military must relinquish power it seized and demonstrate respect for the will of the people of Burma, as expressed in their November 8th election.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey friends, awesome and amazing day. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health.
Today I have a message for you women. We have women that come to us all the time, every single day with the same issues. They're tired of being tired and they are hopeless, completely hopeless because they have tried everything to lose weight.
And when we say everything, we mean everything. We have clients that have done keto, vegan, carrots in water, celery in water. I mean every excruciating, crazy diet you can imagine, and nothing has worked for them. But we have great news for you. Our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration resets your hypothalamus, resets your metabolism. Go on our website, energizedhealth.com. Look at the testimonials of real women just like you. Log on today to energizedhealth.com.
One Democratic senator is calling on President Biden to reverse one of his early executive orders. Lance Pry has more from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
After President Biden destroyed thousands of jobs within minutes of his presidency with the stroke of a pen, Senator Joe Manchin, the Democrat from West Virginia, is urging President Biden to reverse course on the Keystone XL pipeline. In a new letter to the president sent Tuesday, Manchin argued that the pipeline is the safest mode to transport our oil and natural gas resources and support American union jobs. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And the World Health Organization says they found evidence that there may have been COVID cases more than 2 months before the virus's emergence was first reported. The WHO report says about 90 people were hospitalized in central China with coronavirus symptoms about 2 months before China reported its first case of COVID in December 2019. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A new survey says about half of American workers are dealing with mental health issues since the pandemic began. The report from insurance company The Standard showed 55% of the workers surveyed said they were dealing with mental health issues since the beginning of the coronavirus pandemic, with many citing increased stress around job security and working from home while balancing other family and social responsibilities. Dr. Patrice Harris says that just having conversations about these issues is a good place to start in dealing with them. The former president of the American Medical Association tells CNBC that there are some simple coping strategies those who are feeling overwhelmed can use.
We really have to normalize having conversations about mental health. There's always such a stigma about talking about mental health and having anxiety and depression. And in some ways, we feel like we may be burdening others. But certainly I want everyone to, first of all, give themselves grace and space to feel how they are feeling. Know that we are not helpless. And yes, we are all hitting that wall, but it is time to build on our reserves, call on those coping skills that we typically use. Make sure we are getting some activity. I know in the North it's difficult, but put on your favorite artist and dance around. Make sure you're sleeping and try to eat. And by all means, Shep, we should not be turning to alcohol to cope.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.